What is up, everybody? Welcome back to an all-new episode of The Bathhouse, live from the Stand Comedy Club and Green Room every Wednesday night at 10:30 p.m. We have a hot show for you tonight. Our fourth is coming, Robbie Goodwin. He will be here shortly.
It'd be better if he didn't, so I had all this fucking room here.
Are you comfortable there? Dude, yeah, I always take the broken seat here, so it's tough on the back after a long bathhouse. Did you go to the bathhouse race? JJ Lieberman, everybody. We got JJ Lieberman, and then we got Menno. What's up,
hey,
dude? Menno
Fernandez. What's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm excited to see JJ.
I'm not, but
so are the fucking fans.
So anyways,
finally, you only need talent after open micers.
Yeah, okay. So the phone lines are, JJ is basically an open micer, and then the phone lines are open. 1-888-949-2969. You can call in about anything. We had some wacky calls last week. There's only you only need to know one thing, technically two, but really one, which is that you can hang up on anybody.
And Danny's not fat.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. At any time.
All right. I have a difficulty hanging up on people.
I'm also identify as a skinny person. And don't dox people. Don't read their name off of here.
Well, that's going to be weird because I identify as a fat guy now. I recently gained 20 pounds. Oh,
well, yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough out here. And shout out to our lovely producer, Johnny Glover, the Southern Lover.
Hey.
The South shall rise again.
Is he a big Southern guy?
Yeah. Okay, we got a call.
Oh, yeah. Look at that already. You don't even let... look at this. These people don't even let it get going. Don't even let...
It is going, JJ.
No,
this
but
is the show. Hello, thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Let me just say one thing before someone starts talking. You got to get the water. You know, you just don't put the rice in when the water's fucking started on the stove. You got to let it boil a little. Then you dump the rice
in the water. No, you got to put the water in right away and you let it heat up.
Correct. You put the rice with the water and
you put it
have
in
them
cold.
Heat together. Correct. That is the correct answer.
You put the rice in with the water? You don't boil it first?
No.
What's that, macaroni?
No, of course. You put it in cold and you let it sit.
Yep. Correct. Caller is correct.
That's not true. This is some white trash bullshit.
No, that's how Asians...
That is right.
Go read
no.
the...
No, you guys don't know how to make rice. Separately. What, you guys don't have any Asian friends, bro?
Yeah, Asian people, you rinse the rice. Robbie Goodwin, everybody. Have a seat, my friend.
Nice to show up online.
Robbie. Mr. Number 4, Robbie Goodwin.
Nice to show up on time.
So, Robbie, all you need to know, just to get you up to speed, is that you can hang up on anybody at any time for any reason, and then don't read their names. That's it. Otherwise, you're good to go. Robbie Goodwin, everybody. Very funny. This is your first time. Okay, so anyways, caller, what's up?
Hi, Robbie. Love you.
Oh, thanks. Really?
Robbie, pretend like you've been here before, man.
Pretend like you have fans.
Yeah.
He does, JJ.
I do.
Can you repeat
but no,
this person?
But no ladies.
Yeah, there's ladies are not really into podcasting like this kind of stuff.
All right, skirt. Answer the first
question.
Yes, we know. So what's up?
Am I here?
Yes, you're on the, you're
no,
on the show.
No, you're not here. You've been talking with us about rice for the last 5 minutes. You're not here, you dummy. Fucking once again, proven why women are superior.
Did you say women are superior?
Or no, I said the other
inferior? Word. Inferior? I mean, I think you mean inferior.
Are
superior.
JJ just said
inferior.
Why women are superior.
You guys work harder. Oh,
we got our first clip of soundbite of the night, everybody.
God damn it.
Can we clip that, please?
I think the future is female.
The future
so
is definitely
me.
Female.
I don't think so. The future is male, bro.
Yeah.
Get us out of here.
I'm sorry. I meant to say the future is male. That's what I actually meant to say.
Are you transitioning?
Hey, I'm Megan.
Is Megan? No, are you transitioning?
Yes, that's a no. I thought her future was
doing,
male.
Doing a bit on us here.
Yeah. All right.
So anyways,
hey,
what's up? What can we do for you?
I just found out that I'm Jewish.
So hang up now.
Ooh, I'm sorry about that.
It's
yeah.
up to you, man.
Thanks,
yeah. So how did you find out you were Jewish?
My grandmother had cancer really bad in her asshole, of course. That's
bad place.
That's where Jews get it.
Then you changed the weather.
So I did the genetic test, and I'm a 99% Ashkenazi Jew.
99?
From South Dakota.
I think that's more than
99%.
That's a lot. I didn't know you could be that Jewish.
Yeah, but we're all Christians here. We're not Jewish.
What's
it's
the 1%?
Weird.
How's that possible?
But my family came over from Russia.
Is that what Bernie meant when he said, we are the 99%?
Oh, your family came over from Russia when?
I think it was like 1892.
Oh, okay. So that, I guess, makes sense that they would have just like flipped it over 1 year where they're like, yeah, it's not that
great. It seems like they just like hid that they were Jewish.
Yeah, a lot of Jews did that. And then eventually, how old are you?
I'm 40.
Oh, I was going to say.
She's even lying about her age over the phone, you fuck. Jesus Christ.
No, I was going to say, Megan, if you're under 30, you could go to Israel for free.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
You could get a literally free
I've been married for 20 years, so
that's fine.
You can get on the plane and then they'll send you right back.
No, you get if you're birthright Israel, if you're under 30 years old right now, yeah, you get a free all expense paid trip to Israel.
Yeah, but I heard if you kind of just ask nicely. Yeah.
But the thing is you can. There's a lot of people who are not Jewish who go.
Yeah,
but you can't be over 30.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So like a lot of people fake their way on there, but you can't.
It's the way my uncle dates. He's like, right. You just can't be over 30.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Like, but you're 50. He doesn't care. Yeah.
Look, just look Jewish, and I'm in.
Yeah. So you're 99% Jewish. Do you know that now because you did a 23andMe that if you have any family members, even like very distant cousins who are serial killers, you just ratted them out basically?
Well, my aunt did kill somebody.
What?
She killed the sheriff's in my town wife back in the 80s.
Wait, your aunt killed the sheriff's wife?
She shot the sheriff.
Yeah, she was having an affair.
What happened?
She was having an affair with this dude. She's a lesbian now. Okay. I don't talk to her. But yeah, she had an affair with the sheriff, killed his wife. She actually went into the house afterwards, shampooed her hair so that nobody could see it because she killed her with a 22.
Okay. Damn.
And it was like a real murder mystery. Like, how'd this wife die?
And how long before
they
found out?
Finding the bullet hole. And it was probably like a year or two. They dug her back up.
Oh, wait. She shampooed the person she shot?
Yes.
That's wild.
And so then what? How'd they think she died? They just...
Oh, well, they thought that she just had like a stroke or a heart attack or whatever.
Would blood not be leaking out of your head after getting shot in the head?
You ever hear that Patrice bit about how women tell stories?
Stuffed it with con swabs.
What? Stuck it? I mean, this is a pretty good story, JJ.
Yeah, so far,
JJ,
so
you
good.
Are not the person to shit on people telling stories.
This
I'm telling
is
you.
Little,
so far, so good. But the Sheriff's be fucking like the cops are fucking everybody.
That girl got like the whole thing.
You saw that in the park? They don't give a fuck anymore.
Pretty cool.
Get in the back seat of my car.
Well, who's gonna arrest him? You know,
right? Put shampoo in my hair if you kill me.
That's actually a great way to get away with murder. Like,
so wait, how did this? Sorry, so cut you off. But so how did they? So there was a whole burial of this woman, and they like she just died of natural causes.
What about the autopsy?
Yeah, what about the autopsy?
Well, you know, you show up at a funeral home, nobody looks at anything. There's like, oh, yeah, this bitch died in the night.
But I guess there's no autopsy. No, there's not always an autopsy. Like, they don't do an autopsy on... They only do autopsy
on... Not if it seems suspicious.
A cotton swab fills up a bullet hole?
Yes.
In the head?
A 22? Yeah.
I don't... Sorry, not everyone's got like a 22, bro. 22 is like tiny.
This is good advertisement for whatever shampoo they use. What was it? Was it Herbal Essence? Like, were they orgasming? Like, what's going on? They brought them back to life.
And this
for
was
a
in where? South Dakota? In the 80s?
Shot in the head and shoulders. That's the name of this.
South Dakota.
Damn, that's crazy. And then how did they eventually catch her?
Yeah, they pulled her up and looked at her head, and they're like, "Oh yeah, shit, she's got a fucking bullet hole."
2 years later, why would they dig up the body?
Necros.
I guess because she was blasting off in prison and bragging about it.
Why was she in prison though?
Like how they find her?
There
like,
was a lot of other shit going on.
She did
there was like
she
a
did
gambling
other stuff.
Ring going on.
Oh. What are we thinking?
Sounds like Shawshank Redemption story where they like the guy was talking shit about that, and then
she sounds like one of the girls in prison in Chicago. You know, like she's like, and then I shot the sheriff's wife.
I don't know. Well, that's a crazy story. Part of me doesn't believe that, but
yeah, this sounds fake.
It sounds, but it's
it's a great story.
But you say you have a magazine.
I've got pictures of it from the magazine. I could send it to you guys.
please, could you DM me either on Twitter or Instagram?
Yes, send the pictures,
and I'll drop them in the Discord.
I'm on the Patreon.
Oh, you're on the Patreon. Okay, then please drop them. Send them to me. With your permission, I'll put them in the Patreon. I also have to. Sorry, everybody. I forgot to put. I'm gonna get the Martin Shkreli Wu Tang album and put it up.
Is it up? Wait, you have it?
I don't have it, but he was on my show last night, and I said I would put it up.
I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
He says it sucks.
I believe that.
He's like, it's so shitty.
Oh, the one he bought?
For like $1 million, yeah. Whatever, he says it blows.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. A later day Wu-Tang out. Like, their last few were pretty not great.
Yeah, he says it's specifically not great.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Okay. Oh, I thought you were telling us to wrap it up. I'd be like, that's kind of early.
That's a quick one.
Cool. Well, Megan, that's pretty cool. Yeah, please send it, because I want to know more about this murder.
Send pics or didn't happen.
Send pics or didn't happen.
Next.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you got hung up on by JJ.
No, it's just she was too insufferable.
JJ, like, you don't like women.
No. It has nothing you don't like to do women. With
if she
women,
had a belly button JJ, you piercing, you would listen to
potentially true. Potentially true.
I'm going to call her Girl Kreischer with that story that's obviously fake.
I don't know. She's sending the she's gonna back it up. And then they I'm saying it's real. Actually,
they called my aunt the machine.
Yeah. Hello.
That story that's obviously fake. I don't know. She's sending
hey, please turn down your radio.
Wow, this is just like Loveline.
It's just how it is. People are listening, and you. I mean, they're obviously gonna listen, right?
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
It's fine.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing tonight?
We are very good. How are you?
Doing well. I got a question. For Robbie, how old were you when you started doing the Adam Sandler?
How old was
impression?
I
used to do it when I was like 7.
What? I'm sorry. What was that?
I used to do it when I was like 7 all the time.
Yeah,
I kind of, I don't know.
I did it in like, I started in like middle school, high school, I would say.
Let's hear
it. Oh, absolutely. So,
yeah. Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Please. I'm actually really sick of
it. I want to hear yours.
Lately. Yeah, do yours.
Oh, do mine? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's pretty good. Actually.
We're not on the sex slide right now.
He's got more. Yeah, he's got more. Pretty, he definitely has a lot more heart in it than me. Yeah. I was kind of going through an autopilot with Sandler there.
Are you an impressionist?
Which is better than whatever just happened. He's got a great Sandler impression.
So that's your thing? You do impressions?
Yeah, it's in my repertoire.
The guy on the phone just came.
Yeah, this guy called to be like. This guy did.
I was a big fan of the buffoon. That was my favorite Sandler.
Well, no, I came earlier. I was watching.
You came earlier.
I was watching JJ.
Yeah,
I was watching JJ.
Understandable.
So I was listening about, not to hijack this, but you know Sandler was originally going to be the Bear Jew in Inglourious Basterds.
I did not know that.
And that's why the Bear Jew is a Boston accent, because Tarantino wrote it for his Tollbooth Willie. You wanted him to think, yeah, he's like, fuck you, dude. Yeah. That's why the Bear Jew's like, it's just like Fenway fucking Park.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I had no clue.
So
about
is your,
that.
Is your whole act like impressions?
No, actually it's not. I closed
I saw
not.
You once and I didn't see you do an impression.
I close on a Biden Trump, but that's about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it tough? Like, do you feel like you can get pigeonholed as an impression guy?
Yeah, that's why I kind of like try to go in and out. Yeah. Like, Soder's a great inspiration to me, where it's like he can do voices, but that's not his whole shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't do anything. Like, if you can do, you're really good at one thing. That shouldn't be the only thing you do.
Well, I'm really good
it
at
shouldn't
highbrow.
Be the only thing you do, but guy on the phone, can you do something else?
Sandler wasn't bad. I was
your Sandler was pretty good. Can you do something else? What's his name?
Do a gay Obama.
I don't know.
I do a pretty good.
Call it Obama on this show.
Yeah. I've been doing it. If I like your penis, Obama? I can suck it.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. Let me be queer. All right. Okay.
All right. So
caller. What's your name?
My name is Ray.
Ray. Did you see the interview with the dude who said that he blew Obama and smoked crack with him?
The best Tucker so faces good. Yet. He's like,
that is, yeah, I don't
Tucker,
buy that for
Tucker
even.
Said, he's a bad taste in your mouth.
He's done a deposition before.
He took a lie detector test and failed it.
Yeah, so and he's also a crackhead.
And he's like, dude, he has like the insanest rap sheet, this guy.
Yeah, really? He's been convicted for fraud.
Like multiple times.
And Tucker's like, this guy seems on the level.
I just watch Tucker and Portnoy. What a fucking interview.
Tucker is awesome.
Tucker is
amazing. Yeah, Tucker, one I saw that, I don't understand what's going on here.
It's just Tucker being
I don't
like,
get the point of this. Other than if he has a personal vendetta against Barack Obama. He's been, I'm going to bring someone on my massive show that just says you're gay.
He's been obsessed with the gay Obama story.
But the story is consistent for every time he's
there's
told
no proof
this.
Of it. Who cares?
No, there's no proof of it either.
Dude, do you know how many fucking psychos there are who like stalk famous people who are just like, you know.
Yeah, watch The Bodyguard.
I met a guy in a coffee shop in L.A. who said, he wrote Avatar, and he was like, "I sued James Cameron
because
I wrote Avatar."
And I guarantee you, that guy,
sued him. Yeah,
and I'm sure he in his mind believed he wrote it.
Absolutely, yeah, he's delusional.
Yeah, that is wild.
Can I have that?
Or I guess there's also too. There's a lot of women that think they're funny. So
AJ's gone in on the opposite gender.
Yeah.
One of the genders, please.
JJ has true. Been tucked in a
that's
while.
That's disgusting how you said that.
Sorry.
There's many genders.
It's the opposite. True. Gender. I'm so sorry. You're
sex
right.
Sex only
very
one.
True.
Second. Who is this fucking guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to get his channel shut down.
Yeah.
No, if anybody does, it'll be you, JJ.
No, I haven't said it, retard or anything today.
Thanks, JJ.
I think retard's back.
Though. It's so good to see JJ smile after he says retard again. Yeah. I haven't seen that in a long time.
He's like
I haven't hung out with him in a while.
He looks like he's saying, "Did I do that?"
Who's that again?
We have a man who had gay sex with Urkel.
Stefan Urkel. All right, Ray. Thanks, man.
Ray, you're
thanks,
man.
Ray.
Take care, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fucking
right. Now that he's off
stunk.
The phone, it was awful.
No, that wasn't awful.
It
sounded
right, like a guy right, who was right. kissing his fucking phone.
That's right. And Robbie's giggled like, a lot.
JJ, you do it. Yeah. Can you do
he was excited.
I don't do
online.
Impressions.
Can you do one?
No. I can't do
well, nothing.
No, I don't.
A cartoon character.
I was about to hang up
on yourself.
Yeah. A cartoon character.
I'm not into that shit.
You don't need to be.
It's not something that's appealing to me. That's why I find it so fascinating when someone.
I'm not good with voices either. Like
impersonation. I don't know. Like
I'm impressed every time. I hear
him. I'm very impressed, but I'm curious that people that only like do impressions are like, do they hate that? Like certain people, like I would think hate.
No, the only
things.
People who hate it are the people who become like super famous from them, and then are like literally like, yeah, I have a giant career that's based around me having to do this shit.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I
then
also
they're like,
think...
I'd like to do something else, and they're like, no.
Yeah.
I also don't think they hate it, but yeah, they get pigeonholed into that. You know what I'm saying? But they still enjoy doing. Like, if you ever see them do it, like Jay Farrow or something, they're doing it. They're enjoying
like
the
Frank,
shit
Frank
out of
Caliendo?
It.
No, they're performers. Well, the guy who does Police Academy, he's still around. Dude, like the Man of a Thousand.
Michael Winslow. You know what's the darkest thing? He was on America's Got Talent like 2 years ago.
Well, no.
Yeah. Okay, we got a call. Remind me. I'll tell the story. But it's pretty wild.
Two miracles on your team. That's why
thanks.
Winslow.
Yeah.
Hello.
Thanks for interrupting a good flow, but go ahead with your banal question.
Oh, banal. JJ's been reading the thesaurus.
I saw him Google synonyms.
Hey, yo, Daddy.
What's up, dude?
What's up, buddy?
Yo, love the boys cast. Love Low Valley Mail. Appreciate it. You guys getting me through the shitty 9-to-5 day, so appreciate it.
Yeah,
but,
what's up, dude? Appreciate it, man.
So I'm not necessarily a dilemma, but... basically, like, I'm debating whether or not to take steroids.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's from coming from the gay
how
guy.
Old, how old are you? Yeah.
You're fat, take them.
How old are you?
Really?
Yeah, that's the thing, too. It's like, I'm not as fat as I used to be because I've been training for like past 3 months and I lost like 40 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations.
But you're still a fat fucking pig, so take them.
Did they make you lose weight?
No, I think
that's why I want to take them. Like, I keep.
But will yeah, they? So like it can speed up the metabolism, muscle recovery. But
oh my god, JJ's like the yeah. Gay
do they really
Yo,
like?
You
got to
start at
weight?
Steroids though. Like, are there no. other fucking supplements you can take?
Dude, you know
start
you
at steroids.
You know what you do. You join the Greg Doucette Reddit forum and you do it the right way. But yes, it depends.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to do it the right way. He wants to inject himself and speed up the entire process.
You want to speed up the entire process? You get
what
your
blood. You think he called in to be like, hey, what do you guys think about diet and exercise okay. in moderation?
Yeah.
You take
starve
your blood
yourself.
Work. Okay, you're gonna have fat people and uneducated Mexicans tell you what to do, or you can listen to me.
That's uncalled for.
Wow.
Ouch. What the fuck?
Wow.
So, fine, Dominicans.
No. Are you so you, happy do now? You guys think the game? Do you guys think the gains are worth like the cons? Like just like one cycle? Because I heard that when you come off of it. Your testosterone, like the natural process, goes down.
Yes, if you're under if you're under a certain age, you have to be very careful.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Yeah, damn. Just you got to get your blood work done, man.
Yo, just
you got to get blood
eating
panel.
For a little bit.
Yeah, no, you don't need steroids.
No, he's trying to get like eating. Yeah, but he's trying to also get jacked. Like you're gonna lose weight,
yeah,
but you're also
but
gonna get
like. He's about to like lose a nut. Like yo, just stop swole. Eating for a little bit.
No, you just get on a proper plan, a fitness plan, and you keep on doing whatever you're doing. 40 pounds in however long is amazing, dude.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like a lot of people at my gym use it. And like now, I'm kind of like leaning towards it, but I'm also like nervous about
okay,
it.
Okay, but do you like these people really? Besides the way they look, do you like these people? The way they're acting, the way they're talking,
like what they've
you?
Become.
Yeah, what they've become. Do you like not their physique, but what they're saying to you? Is that what you want to be?
Or do you want to be like one of us?
I don't know. I just want to be like in good shape.
You don't need steroids
because I used to be in really good shape. But yeah, I used to be in really good shape. Like
what happened
after high school, my first year of college. But like during Corona, I gained a fuckload of weight. So like it's been hard.
So tell us what made you gain the weight? Were you like eating snacks, you fatty?
Back off! So I want to get like shredded again.
No, tell us what your deviance is. How did you get so fat?
Was it snacks? Well,
is that JJ?
Yeah, it is JJ. JJ. Yeah. How did you get fat, fatty?
Damn.
Are you a little starstruck that you're speaking to JJ Lieberman right now?
No, it's cool. I'll help you out, buddy. DM me.
Nah, I don't know. Honestly, I just gained a bunch of weight like after a bunch of shit happened, like especially during Corona. Mm. But yeah, I don't know.
But what's your thing? Like my thing is sugar. I love snacks.
Just get on a Ozempic or Adderall.
No, Ozempic's really bad for you, man. You lose weight, but you gain fat.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, like, if you uh-huh. can lose weight, your body percentage.
Or you lose muscle mass.
You lose muscle
but
mass.
That's
and
like,
bone
I don't know
density.
How true that, I don't know how true that. Like, if you're hitting
it
the gym.
It is true. I heard it on Rogan.
Yeah, but it was like, I remember who was talking about that. It was not someone who was in the know. Like, it wasn't like a doctor. It was like two comics shooting the shit about it. But I'm like, and honestly, if you're like, say, some, you know, 55-year-old, like, super obese, like, woman who doesn't exercise and, like, whatever, you're like,
yeah,
maybe, like,
exactly.
super sedentary. If you're just going to the gym every day.
Or
like if you're actually lifting weights, like I don't think you're gonna lose bone density.
Yeah. Or maybe you shouldn't be a fat Midwest pig like she is.
Call her. What's your name? Call her.
You can just call me Eric. Yeah, that's my name.
Yo, so Eric, honestly, I'm gonna tell you, you're only 24 years old. I would say fucking suffer, bro. Fucking suffer. Fucking if you got a fast workout, at least you can say you did it yourself. People looking for steroids, bro, you better be in your 30s or 40s.
It doesn't help you lose weight, though, too,
yeah.
I think
it's helped
you gain muscle.
That's amazing.
That's what I'm saying.
That's amazing advice from an alcoholic.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What does that have to do with anything?
No, I'm saying it's like sound
advice.
Because
I work out.
Yeah, because...
Oh, nice. Oh,
shit.
Well, because I actually bought
them.
I actually bought the steroids already.
Oh, you already bought them? How much is a steroid?
Oh, you already bought them.
Like,
yeah, you might as well do
them. Yeah,
man.
You got to do
them. What the fuck
are
you asking me?
Yeah. I mean, you're asking you already bought them.
Might as well fucking do them.
Yeah. Just go inject that shit in your ass
and
get back to us
in 3 weeks. If you already wasted the money, if you can't return them, yeah, fucking
yeah, let's
have JJ inject in your ass.
It's because, like, I have the needle and I was about to do it.
Do you have it right now? Do you want to do your first dose on the bathhouse?
Yo, do it right now.
Do it. Do it.
To, but that's why I called in. I was like, maybe that's some
advice. I don't know.
Dude, you got to get your blood work done before you fucking put shit inside.
I mean,
of
there's
you.
A million people who've done a cycle of steroids in their 20s. It's like,
no, but there's if you don't come off steroids properly, you can get the bitch tits thing.
Yeah, there's for sure.
Roid rage, if you want to be truly proud, just fucking hustle.
This is a good question for a doctor.
What? Well, there ain't going to be any on the fucking bathhouse.
Hey, I don't have health insurance.
You don't need it. So it's America's. It's America's fault, really.
You don't need it.
What kind of steroids?
He has a podcast.
Winstrol or D-ball.
It's like I don't even know the pronunciation. That's a red flag. But it's like Cipionate or something. CYP.
Buddy, your first cycle shouldn't be like hard gear, dude.
Folks, don't do the steroids. Do the Stairmaster. You know what I mean? All you need to do is some cardio, because I don't think steroids are going to help you. I don't think they help you lose weight.
Yeah, they don't help you lose. Well, but if you get super jacked, then it'll kind of fill you out, I guess.
Sure,
it'll
make
you look skinnier.
Eric, the fact that you're asking comedians about your first cycle of steroids means you should not
That is a real indictment. No, that is a real indictment of this country's healthcare system.
Yeah.
That this guy has to call into a fucking comedy podcast to get healthcare advice, because he cannot get help anywhere else.
From fucking four retards.
Yeah.
Good, but anyways, like
I tried calling into Nancy Grace, but they're busy. So
call that fucking queer Dan Savage. Ask him.
Yeah, he probably knows.
He's juiced to hide the fucking sunken face.
Dr. Drew does for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dr. Drew's like
TRT. They all take TRT.
TRT's not steroids. Though.
No, it's not.
That's testosterone.
But it's different. It's just different levels and different varying levels. Like, it just depends what you're looking for. That's why if you're going to do something like this, you need to check your, like, levels. You have to have a blood panel and blood work done. Like, it's insane.
So blood work first?
And steroids are hard on your heart. A lot of the wrestlers who took them die.
But they don't stop taking them.
Did you get the jab?
The vaccine?
Are you vaccinated?
Oh, Robbie's vaccinated. Yeah, of course.
Wait. The dude on the call is not vaccinated? You're not vaccinated?
I'm a Mexican from Texas, I have guns, and I'm not vaccinated.
You're not vaccinated? Oh, dude, all the steroids you want. Yeah. There's nothing that's going to kill you more than the vaccine.
That is so funny. Eric's like, fuck the vaccine, but should I take steroids?
Take all the steroids, bitch.
Just jokes, YouTube. We're just joking around.
All jokes.
Just joking, pero mexicano, ya tú sabes, muchachos.
I don't know what that means, by
the way. But I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah. All right, dude.
Wait, one question for Eric.
You already know, dog. Yeah, take those steroids, bro. Fuck it. You're not jabbed.
How far are you from Austin, Eric?
I'm in El Paso. It's like...
Oh, you're in... you're really Mexican, dude. I heard El Paso, because that's a bordering city. I heard it's rough.
Bro, but I'm taller than you, JJ. I'm 6'5".
Oh, you were the dude who was trying to figure out what to do with the chick, right? Where you could bring the chick?
6'5".
Yeah, I called her last week.
Right, whatever happened with that? Anything? No, you can call
not
her
really
last
anything
week.
Changing. Just smashing in the car still.
All right.
You're 6'5" Mexican. It sounds like your dad already experimented with you. You know what I'm saying? You're good, bro. Just put it all in.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Some fucking Mexican humor. He loved it. That was his first belly laugh.
He's like, oh, Dios mío.
All seriousness, you can follow great. In like 2 years, you can transform incredibly without doing that stuff. But he can, like, it's
it's 24.
You literally can follow a great transformation program, diet, and be a fucking.
Ever watch Mexican TV?
Yes.
I love that old man who has the freckles and like the red, like long hair. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Estado Gigante.
Is that who it is?
Might be.
I don't know. He's like plays like a child kind of thing,
never mind,
or weird.
Never mind.
He's like this weird.
Two different.
I remember
channels.
When I was in Mexico City, and he was like on all like the. He was like everywhere, but he's like this old guy, and he has these like drawn on freckles.
No.
That was the
guy.
President.
Different guy. Yeah, that's like the running mate.
Like, I can't remember what it was called. Someone will maybe know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, though. Yeah. I'm not Mexican. That's another thing.
He's Dominican.
Dominican and Colombian.
But the Mexicans. Get out.
It's a good combo, I guess.
Yeah.
The Mexicans, after they kill you, they'll.
Do you get annoyed with all the diversity stuff in comedy that you don't count?
You
nobody
know,
really cares. Yeah,
interestingly,
nobody's like, oh,
Hispanic
we need more
people,
Hispanic people.
Hispanic
in
people
shows.
Don't really get touched on enough. Like,
but I'm saying, like, you're not like when they're like, oh, we need this on the show. It's generally
I'm never
not
part of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, because like, also the way I sound, because yeah. like, I grew up, I'm Dominican Colombian. I grew up on like Long Island, New York.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, when people think like, oh, we need a Hispanic person, they never think of
you.
Gotta,
you got to dress like a hipster, and then they'll book you.
But they never think of me.
Do you drop the N bombs?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, if I'm with my cousins.
Hell yeah. Yeah. what are but they like, looking for in these diversity
But no,
shows?
Like, they want people who, ain't like, me like you know, like a certain people, and certain people that I love, like, Spanish, like, comics that I love, like, even Alex Caribano, like,
yeah,
I
yeah,
love
yeah.
him.
Barbosa.
But he, like, he seems to speak Spanish at some point
right.
in his set.
Sure.
And I
yes.
never do that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just never do that. And I feel like, should I do that? What do you guys think? Should no. I fucking do
what
that?
What about those
I,
alt shows?
I mean, my one of my favorite things is what I love this so much was we had a friend in Toronto. This guy, his name is Andrew Harris. And then when all the diversity stuff started popping off, just one day he showed up and he's like, my name's Andrew Oporto. Like, he just like changed his name.
Wow.
And we were like giving him so much shit for it because we're like, that's so funny when like it was a shrewd decision on his part.
I know a few of those.
Or whatever, were to like yeah. literally like mid just change his fucking name. And then he
yeah.
started booking all this
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And then the stuff started drying up, and then he started making all this like kind of anti-diversity red pill content,
yeah.
and then he just changed his name back.
Amazing! Wow,
he changed his name back.
So he transitioned.
Maybe not actually. Actually, maybe did, I think he changed his name back.
Yo,
no?
But right. I do. I
and I was just like, it was like literally when I moved here, like I was
That's
like
so
I would be
funny.
Like at the gym and he'd be like in a McDonald's commercial.
Yeah.
Like he was like in national commercials
oh,
in
right.
the US.
Right.
Yeah. And then like COVID happened. He was like kind of like against all that shit. And then he's just like back.
I do
to
feel
there's
like
comedian,
I'm in limbo sometimes.
There's a comedian in the Bay Area who I know.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too. So let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Oh, and he's Afghan, and I'm half Afghan, so I can make fun of him for us.
Oh, you're Afghanistan?
I'm half, yeah.
Oh, my God.
His name is David. And, you know, and then he changed his name to Dawood Muhammad.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yo, that's...
His career is going crazy. He's touring with Osama now.
Yep.
Unfollowed me on Instagram.
No, really?
yeah.
He's touring with who?
Usama Siddiqui.
Oh, okay.
But he like, unfollowed you?
Yeah. A
Why?
Lot of comedians get clout and unfollow me.
Really?
Well, to keep that like number under 1,000, I think. You know what I mean?
Oh, my. What?
I know. And when he was doing not as good, he was like, Robbie, you're so great. You know, I was like one of those.
Yeah, that guy's
that is a piece of shit. Because like you're like you know this dude. That's
let
fucking
me tell you
shit.
Something. Yeah. There's so many fucking
that's
weasels
bullshit.
In this fucking game.
It's
anything
disgusting.
They would fucking kill yeah. their baby to become successful.
Yo, like, you know what fucks with me is that I'm not one of these weasels. But every day I wake up teetering on the fact like should I become a weasel?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, the
so should I go instead of Menno? Should I be a Menoska?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean. Like, should I be
it.
That person?
I thought yeah. about going by Robbie Sharif.
Right? Like,
I've been
I still
teetering
think
on
about it.
Yeah,
you know? It makes me think about.
You should wear
it.
A fucking hijab too, bro. You fucking kill the hijab and the beard, dude. Are you kidding me? Change your go and then bring a couple of those. Afghani food's
you
phenomenal.
Gotta wear like blush
yeah.
and
I'm
stuff.
I'm a trans Muslim.
Are you kidding me? You think
yeah.
it's funny, and then you do the Adam Sandler?
Well, it's funny because I don't think there's any devout Adam trans Sandler? Muslims out there.
No, there's not. You
they're
do
not
first.
Into that.
That's a big
that's,
market.
That's the
true.
Thing right there. Hey, have you had Afghani food? I had it in
oh,
Toronto.
Yeah,
it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's great.
Is it, so you had home cooked Afghani
yeah,
food?
Yeah, my grandma's really good at
oh,
it.
Oh fuck yeah!
Well, they do lots of rice and stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot
kebabs.
Of rice and kebab. Yeah,
you've never had it, fatty.
Have I ever been to an Afghani restaurant?
In Toronto? When we do like shows in Mississauga.
I don't know if I ever went.
There's a couple great spots.
Restaurant.
There's one in Astoria. I haven't been, but I think
really?
There's one, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, phone lines are open, everybody.
What's the other half, by the way?
Just a bunch of white.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought you were a Jew because of how fucking depressed you seem.
Yeah, and my stomach always hurts. I'm basically Jewish, culturally. My ex-girlfriend said that. She's like, are you sure you're not Jewish?
Even the name.
I told my friends I gave up on comedy when Marcelo Hernandez made SNL.
Oh, yeah.
You thought that was your spot? No, literally. He's Cuban Dominican. I'm Colombian Dominican. Marcelo Hernandez. Fernandez. My God. And I was just like, it's either me or him.
But you're not a twink.
But he's so pretty. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's so pretty. But here's the thing. When he made it, I started talking about rape and shit. I was like, fuck it. My act is done for. Who gives a fuck?
He's aesthetically one of the best looking humans I've seen.
But this is a true story. Yeah, he's such
and that's coming from a gay guy.
Tim Dillon predicted his success.
You know what's really funny?
I was like, why do you like him so much?
I was here at the stand and he came up. To me, he was just like, where you been, man? You should be hanging out more. Like, you should be doing this. You should be hanging out more.
I
was just like, oh man, I don't know. He's like, yeah, you gotta hang out. I was like, and I was like, it was so beautiful. The conversation. He was like, all right. He's like, all right, Luis, I'll see you later. He thought he was talking to a different guy.
He's like, I love the real ass podcast.
I definitely gotta retire. We got a new caller.
We got a new caller. Hello.
Perfect timing.
What's up, dog?
So what is it? Y'all were talking earlier about Obama being gay.
Yep.
That's the rumor.
Are you the guy who blew him?
Yeah.
How much crack did you do?
You sucked his cock or did he suck yours?
There, here we go.
I'm not into gay shit. And
neither am I.
Especially if it's race mixing.
I think
they've been dealing with this whole, like, allegation, which, I mean, it's kind of true, but since, like, 2007, when they were campaigning, they said any media that reports on anything related to the guys who came out and said, like, oh, yeah, I did coke and sucked his dick in the limo, they said if they're reported, they cannot have access to the campaign or the White House, or the family at all.
Is this a question?
It's a statement. This is good. Go on. Tell.
He likes your voice. Keep talking.
No, this is interesting because it is one of those things where it's like, definitely if someone reported on any of this.
Well, I mean, but again, what, like, I'm willing to accept this happened, but what evidence is there?
It still is news, though.
Fox wouldn't
bring up Trump.
JJ, if I go say that I was in Indianapolis in fucking 2012 and Mike Pence blew me in a fucking rest stop and then someone is willing to give me an interview, you're trying to say that like Fox should start reporting on that?
Yeah. Trump sued like a bunch of people said lies about him, you know?
Yeah. So go on with your statement.
No, like most, what is it? Whoever y'all saw that being interviewed by Tucker, he was not the only one.
Yes.
Obama had like a type for like neurotic Jews or some shit like that. But my thing is,
stop trying to get us going.
If Obama is so vehemently denying being gay, does that mean it's back in a trend like to see homosexuality as a bad thing?
Hey man, I think you should do whatever you feel.
I mean, there's Obama's. Obama's not commenting.
Don't look for Obama.
You're never gonna comment on this.
No, you're. Yeah. Obama's treating this the way Cosby treated this.
You ignore it, and then it'll go away. 100%.
Like, feel free to.
Cosby is also innocent.
I mean, again, like, get a picture or something. I remember when I was in Florida during COVID or whatever, and I was like hanging out with these a bunch of people, and there was this chick, and she's like, "Who is that guy? Who was running for governor against DeSantis?"
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Corey or...
Yeah, what...
What was his name? The black guy, like bald black guy? He was... Booker. Corey Booker.
Booker T, the wrestler.
No, you idiot. Yeah. Someone in the chat knows. Someone knows in the chat for sure. But he was like, ran for governor.
The Jersey guy.
No, ran for governor of Florida and lost... Like in a close as a Democrat and lost to. And anyways, and this chick was like, yeah, my friends were like doing fucking meth with him.
Ooh.
In like a hotel room and like he's gay and all this stuff. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah. And she pulled out a photo of him naked, passed out.
No.
But here's the thing. If you do.
And that photo ended up like making the rounds.
If you do meth, yeah. You're not necessarily gay.
Not Charlie Crist. Whoever made you guys gay. Know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. The dad from Alf did like meth, right? And then went and had gay sex.
Meth is incredible.
Dude, you're getting meth is the gayest drug though. Like I used to have a gay roommate and meth, like, holy.
I was just saying this on my podcast today. Actually, I was was in San Francisco in the
doing
Castro.
Meth?
Yeah, pause. But I was. But all the there was a bunch of posters up. They were like, it was like prep and then meth help and then prep and then like meth help.
Yeah. Dude, my fucking I used to, I don't. I'm not gonna bring any names up.
Name
like,
the name. You just named Marcelo. He's a super. He's gonna fucking ruin us all. Go name names.
Well, it's a guy no one knows.
Oh,
anyway.
Gillum.
Oh yeah. Oh really? He was a method. Also,
yeah, that's also, why he had to like. That's why his whole downfall. That's why he had to like step out.
Oh my god! I completely missed that. I remember that.
Yeah, I didn't say anything bad about Marcelo. Is anything? No. It's just bad on me. But no. You know what I'm
it
saying?
It actually speaks to that he's a nice guy. But
that's
he's
what
like,
I'm saying.
Yeah,
like
he's just juggling.
That's
Latino
what I'm saying.
Names.
He just jumbled something and like that said.
You do look
Marcelo.
Like a Luis.
Fuck Marcelo Hernandez. Fuck that guy. Fuck that piece of shit.
Did you see Ben Shapiro?
You do look like a Luis.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm more real ass. I don't know.
All right, Marcelo.
I used to have this gay roommate who was sober for 9 years, right?
Hell yeah.
And this is the worst thing that ever happened. Like, I became his roommate after 2 months. He was just kind of like, hey, I think I'm ready to drink again. And I was like, don't do it. It's been 9 years. Don't do it.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm ready. But he was 39 at the time. I'm like, well, listen, you've been sober for 9 years. If you think you're going to have a drink, have a drink. Had a drink. 2 weeks later, he was on meth and fucking
Jesus.
Wow. Could you hear it? Could you hear him getting fucked?
No, he would always leave. He was never home after that. He was never home. He was just fucking and fucking. And then I saw and like,
so you're like this is great.
His teeth were fucking changing.
Oh, really?
Bro.
His teeth started to like wear down and stuff?
Oh, Jesus.
And he was just, and also he was robbing me. Like, you know what I mean?
No way.
Like,
no. Did you disinfect the toilet seat for all those diseases?
Dude, I was doing the bird's nest in my own home. You know what I
What's
mean?
The
like,
bird
like,
oh,
like, yeah. like setting up. Like I was scared. Like I was like, nervous.
Yeah. Oh, I would be scared too.
Yeah.
Jeez,
man, it's crazy.
But it was disgusting. He was sober for 9 years.
Yeah,
and
gayness
went through
is
that
a
spiral.
Disease.
No, it's just that drug is such a spiral. Matt. Maybe it's gayness.
I'll tell the Mike. People are saying I didn't tell the Michael Winslow story. I'll tell it.
What was the witch story?
Sorry for that. Was too. Is that too much of a downer?
No. Good story. Good
Method
stories.
I hung up on
good
the call.
Good stories.
Anyways, the Michael Winslow story.
And
was
they called your roommate the machine.
He went on America's Got Talent like 2 years ago, and he's like, I'm Michael Winslow, and he had to give this whole story about.
No.
He goes like, yeah, I got a kid, and he's like got sick or whatever, and like they just glossed over the fact that he was like one of the most famous people in the world in like the 80s. Like they don't reference the fact you're like, because he's just like, oh, and I can do these crazy voices, and everybody in the audience is like, wow, this is incredible. You're like, this guy was like one of the most famous people in the world.
Yeah, you know, he
like
was,
this guy was so fucking famous, it was insane. Yeah. They don't reference it at all.
That's
it doesn't
crazy.
Come up.
Do you know how fucking stupid these people look? What, who's the Canadian guy who did the Star Wars bit? The black guy went. You know who I'm talking about. The headliner for Yuck Yucks. He was on America's Got Talent. And then Howie will be looking.
Oh,
like,
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Who likes Howie, though? He's so annoying.
Mandel?
You don't like Howie Mandel?
I don't like him.
You don't
He's
like
so
Howie
annoying.
Mandel?
He's so annoying all the time. He's just like, oh, that's amazing.
I like that he always voted for the stand-ups, though. That was kind of funny because Howard Stern, Palo Alto would be like, I don't get it. And then Howard Stern would be like, this is good, but I don't like it. You know?
I liked Bobby's World when I was a kid. That was my favorite.
Bobby's
show.
World was great.
That was Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
I get that one confused with Life with Louie. But I think I watched
Well,
Bobby's
that was like
World.
Literally at the same time. They were at the same time. Yeah. No,
the best show was with the kid with Down syndrome.
Life Goes On?
Corky?
Corky. Yeah, Life
the
Goes On.
Fucking retard.
It wasn't a retard. What?
I grew up with one.
Yeah,
my best friend's little brother had Down syndrome, and it was the funniest thing ever. Like,
really,
I don't want to do bits, but I have like the bits are like just me telling true stories.
Yeah,
they're so good.
But they all
like,
loved you, right?
Yeah. So, I grew up in Long Island, so it's all
time.
Italians. I grew up with Pasquale. I grew up with Vincenzo and fucking Mike or whatever. But like, and the kid with Down syndrome was Steve. But the funniest thing is like they're all Italians, so Italians always say retard. Like you're fucking retard. You fucking retard.
Yeah.
Fucking retard. So the kid with Down syndrome would always be like, "You fucking retard! You fucking retard!" I was like, "If anyone can say it, it's this fucking guy."
That's his
you, know? You fucking retard! You know, always
that's
call me
so
retard. I babysit him, and I drop something. He's like, "You fucking retard!" I was like, "Yo,
that's
so
funny."
That's a good bit, dude.
I mean, dude, the bit I don't want to do the bit because it's a fucking bit. But
yeah, no, that's a good one.
But like,
and it came up naturally.
I'm not gonna do the bit for the bit.
We gotta call this.
Yeah, we don't have to do it. We don't have to do it.
Comedy work show.
Watch out! Watch me do a show sometime.
Let's put a pin in the bit.
Yeah, the bathhouse turns into fucking Menno's writing session.
It's just a true story, though. It's just a true story.
This turns into Comics Unleashed. So Menno, you knew retarded people. Is that true?
Anonymous
hung up.
They did hung up.
Oh, do you want to call back again, dude?
No, let him.
Yeah, Comics Unleashed.
Call back.
You know that he owns the Weather Network?
Oh yeah, he's a billionaire.
Who's
he's
that?
One of the richest comedians, Byron Allen. Yeah,
Byron Allen.
He's a billionaire.
Who is that?
He does Comics Unleashed.
I don't know.
How do you know so little about the industry? Because
I'm not a fucking industry
Norm McDonald,
guy.
The Canadian, would say, like, no there's never been more leash.
Yeah. Yo,
hello. What's up, caller?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Zekar G. I got a story about a pretty exciting evening I had one time.
Was it involved family or retards?
Yeah, it does not involve
that. All right, we've hit our quota for
my cards right.
Our retard words for the night.
You just said it.
That was the last one.
Okay, fine. No more.
No, it's fine.
No mas.
Okay,
my channel's demonetized.
Tell your cool story.
Go ahead.
I was visiting some family in Texas and in Houston. At the time, I was living in like a small town in Colorado. So coming from like mountain vibes to Houston, I saw more black people like in the airport than I had in like 2 years living in Colorado. Mm, it was great.
Cool.
But, so I go out, on the town. I just go to a club by myself. I didn't really know anybody or anything. So I go up to some girls at this table and try and talk to them.
What did you say? There's a lot of black people here.
And that's cool, guys, huh?
That's
more than usual.
Yeah, I'm from a small town. Learn to tell a story as an adult. Let's go. Get to it.
JJ, you tell the worst stories.
Evidently not as a fucking touring national feature.
The story wasn't so bad so far.
As a touring national middle act, I tell pretty good stories.
Yeah.
All right, go on. Continue.
I'm not a storyteller.
All right, so what'd you tell them?
I'm kind of used to the, I don't know if you've spent time in like mountain towns, but you know, it's very easy to talk to people. Everyone's kind of having a good time. Mm-hmm. People are very friendly and open. These girls were not friendly and open and just like basically just told me to fuck off. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm not used to this. This is weird.
Well, there you go. Two times you got been told to fuck off.
Oh my God. You just hung up on him.
JJ's very proud of himself.
That was a brutal time to hang up on.
Yeah. That wasn't a bad story.
That was
interesting. He'll call back.
Maybe he won't. Dude, I literally have people who are like, people who listen to the show and then like in the comments, they literally like, I'm never watching the show ever again. I was unfairly hung up on.
Do you not get the joke there? Do you not get the fucking time? Just call back, dummy. Do you not get the joke?
I mean,
do you not get the fucking joke?
Hey man,
Johnny,
I set the rules. If it's anybody's fault, it's mine because I made the rules.
Can I just say something? Do you not get the fucking joke? Do I have to explain the fucking
like
joke?
A Goodfellas character.
It's a joke. It's a fucking joke. Do you not fucking get it? Come on. Do they not get it? Call back, you fucking idiot.
I think you went a little far there, JJ.
All right, shot him in
the
foot.
He was just a kid.
Dance.
Come on, it's a joke. It's a fuck. Nobody laughs anymore.
He was
come
just
on.
A kid.
What was that scene from where shoots the kid in the foot?
Yeah, the spider scene.
Goodfellas.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay,
all
right. I won't even accept it.
Okay, we'll see.
I'm out of the picture.
It's the same game.
Hello.
I'm out of the picture.
Hello.
Comedic timing.
Hey, sorry about that. You accidentally got hung up on.
It was a fucking joke.
The connection.
It was a fucking joke.
It was comedic timing. It was comedic timing.
It was a fucking difficulty.
Just keep watching the show. Just keep watching the show, you fucking.
Anyways, tell the story.
All right. So the ruthless women, you're a fucking
I felt like a bit of a loser. Yeah, I felt like, wow, this is. So I kind of have another shot to loosen up. I go to talk to some other gals. And this time I put on my fake Australian accent that I had honed over a couple years.
Actually, JJ was right
there
on this guy. I'm cringing.
I start talking to these girls. They seem interested. They're not rejecting me outright. But behind me, this group of black guys hears me. And they're like, hey, are you from Australia? And I got, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm from Australia.
Oh.
So they invite me to their table, and I start drinking with them and hanging out with them. And I tell them that my job is dingo patrol. I work for, like, the Parks and Rec, and I shoot dingoes. And they think that's the most gangster shit ever. They take me from that club to another club where they knew a guy, and they skip the line, and I'm up on, like, a balcony thing hanging out. And things are kind of, like, it's a fun night. I'm out of my element. But,
and they said, man, this guy's the machine. This motherfucker's the machine.
What's your name, my man? What's your name?
Zaykar G.
Sorry, say it again.
Zaykar G.
Zach?
Zaykar G.
Zaykar G?
You know me, Zaykar.
Let me tell you something. When you call and say, I've got an amazing story, or whatever you intro'd this with, it's not. Just tell the story next time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stinks.
Also, I want to say, we'll never forget your name.
That's a problem, dude. After the first hang up, the second one is the one where we're all like junkies. We're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, my fucking finger. I never finger blasted.
This is, you know what? Someone said this. I think DJ Bars once said this, but this is kind of like the gong show a bit. There's like a bit of a gong, but it's
great.
Instead of getting gongs, you just get hung up on.
Can we not all agree that was a terrible story?
I mean, there might have been more to it. We'll never know.
Yeah. You're right.
That's the problem. It might have been good.
Right.
There might have been a payoff at the end.
Yeah, you know what? It could have been one of those stories that
might have been the beginning.
Slow burn. You know?
Slow.
Maybe they robbed a train.
Maybe
a slow
or ran
burn,
a train.
Though.
No, maybe it's
did you watch the machine this afternoon twice?
I've actually never seen the full thing. I get 3 minutes in and stop watching.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, this is Bill Cosby.
All right. Hang up on that.
That was a terrible voice, you motherfucker.
Yeah, that's. I think he's called before. I honestly feel like the Bill Cosby guy hasn't called since the beginning.
He just heard. He's like, I got.
I've been hanging out with Cole Cosby.
Yeah,
who's like Cole Cosby? He's like a nephew.
That's pretty cool.
Shut up! I swear to God.
No.
You've been hanging out with Bill Cosby's nephew.
Have you asked about Bill?
I mean, I think he's a. I don't know exactly, but he's in the lineage.
Like how just black people call and go, "Hey, what's up, nephew?"
He's but in the
like
house.
No, his name is Cole Cosby. Okay. He's from the lineage, but
he's a comic.
He's a comic.
He's in the House of Cosby
in New York.
In New York. He came from Philly. He came from Philly. He's 25.
Oh, wow. Damn. So when he was a kid, he was like, this Cosby name is going to get you everywhere.
That sucks, yeah.
You know what's funny? It's like, before he came, like, I was on a show with him, and they're like, all right, what's your name? Cole Cosby. He's like, you sure you want to use that last name?
Oh, I met... Yo, he hosted for me.
But he's super funny.
He hosted for me and Nima. He's a good-looking dude.
I don't think he's funny. I think he's a
very sweet guy.
Literally in his jeans.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, it's funny. He's a funny guy.
He didn't tell me that, but he was super cool
too.
By the way, can you do Cosby? If I could do a Cosby,
here's the thing about Bill Cosby. You got to pick up your pants.
But Cole's a good dude.
Cole is good.
I'm gonna just throw that out there. Cole's a good dude.
Rest in peace, Bill Cosby.
I can't believe he's still alive.
I know, crazy.
My eyes don't work.
Hello.
All right, let's hear it again.
Hello, it's Dr. Anthony Fauci.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Hey, doctor.
You got a little leash.
You're at baseline. All right, Fauci.
You got a little leash.
Make me believe you're not full of shit.
You got a little leash. Let's go.
How come nobody's wearing a mask?
You got more leash going?
You sound like a coffee talk with Mike Myers.
We're not wearing masks just because we're indoors and it's not a...
Yeah.
I saw Ryan Long's latest video. It really pissed me off.
Oh, okay. Not a fan?
You're losing the accent too, by the way.
Yeah, you're just being you right now.
It's a hard accent to do. It really hurts my throat.
Where are you from originally?
That's also a hard voice to do.
You just lost it.
I'm from Scandinavia. Listen. There we go.
I will say that we probably let that go a little too long.
You know it's a good impression when he says the name. I'm Anthony Fauci.
I'm Dr. Fauci.
He's got a bottle of water next to him.
His first one was like, I am Bill Cosby.
I love how, like, some people, though, I see in the comments, like, someone shits on me and, like, they think it matters.
What? What about her?
Oh, you're looking at the comments right now.
No, because it's live comments.
Yeah,
I know. I don't.
No, so
how am I doing?
Are they being? Yeah, what are they saying about me?
No, they're good. Danny's fans are good. The occasional one will have like, the occasional
taste.
What they say?
No. They don't have taste.
Yeah, I don't want to lose confidence.
They don't have fucking taste.
I already caught a couple strays from JJ earlier.
They're fine.
They were
asking about Dalton. A lot of people were asking about Dalton.
Oh, I actually just did a podcast with Dalton on my show.
Was that the first time you guys did a podcast? And like,
was his shirt on or off?
It was on.
Well, what happened? I just heard about that.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back, I
guess.
Is
he okay?
He sounded fine to me on the show, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like old times. He sounded good to me, but I think he's not in a great place, I think, overall. But
how about you? Are you in a good place?
I mean, better than Dalton. It actually made me make a gratitude list.
What scared
list.
Me is Dalton's feet looked okay. I didn't like that.
His feet?
When I met Tim Dillon.
You ever
Dillon,
see his feet?
No.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Right when the Loud Boys was blowing up, I was hanging out at Tim Dillon's show, and Tim Dillon was like, "So what's up with Dalton?" And I was like, "You know about Dalton?" He's like, "Yeah, I love his feet. I'm obsessed with his feet."
He's got great feet?
Disgusting. Like one of the most disgusting feet.
Like, to explain why.
Because if you see them, they look like they were out of a fucking horror film.
Why?
Like,
why? The nails?
It was like some. Yeah.
How AI does hands.
But Idle Hands? Remember the movie Idle Hands?
Why? Explain.
Fucking, it was like that would be his foot.
You know what Joe
is like? Chris Elliott from Scary Movie's hand.
Exactly.
That'd be his fucking foot. But both of them. And they're fucking disgusting.
And super yellow toenails.
By the way, Idle Hands, very fun movie.
So when you're an athlete, like I used to be an athlete, my nails. Nails all got fucked up from up until because of how sweaty and shit like that.
Mine look good now though.
No, I
got bad toes.
Yeah, I got fucked up. I got fucked up feet too.
I don't know what's fucked up fucked if up I say toes, this, but like your face tells me you're like your toes will never recover.
The feet too.
Yeah, dude. No, I've tried everything. It's just you know what I used to go see a the foot doctor?
Like a podiatrist.
I used to go see a podiatrist once a month. It's like, dude,
there's
like
no help.
There's like because most of the time I lived on my toes playing baseball, like as a cat.
I lived on my toes.
Literally, you live on your fucking
my
toes.
My dad used to beat me.
No. So
he made me wear high heels. I lived on my toes.
Lived on my toes,
dude. And you would
sleep standing up.
I lived on the toes, man. I lived on the toes. There was so much weight. The shoes were on all the time. The cleats were on all the time. Up my toes, man. I have to.
Yeah, the cleats do fuck them up, dude. You're too narrow.
Yeah, my ex would always be like, "Let me see your nails." I say, "I'll fucking smack you."
That's what you would say to her when she wanted to see your toenails?
I'll fucking shoot you like a shut spider. Okay. Now, why is this loser keep on doing this?
It might be a different anonymous.
Yeah, we have multiple anonymous.
Oh, calls. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We should have took a call.
I mean, the phone lines aren't exactly popping off tonight.
Yeah, but people will know. People want when they
have famous fucking guests.
No, but that is the thing. When you it took these
guys. We got a good amount of callers.
It took these guys a while to get into my rhythm, and then once they got into like our
whose rhythm?
My rhythm.
And who took a while to get into your rhythm?
We're in your rhythm?
Well, you can't.
Us?
We're right in your rhythm right now?
We're in the pocket. We're in the pocket.
This show's good. This is where your rhythm is?
Show's good right now.
Yeah,
I guess.
Well, fine. The show's
good. Oh, goddamn.
No, the show's good.
All right,
it might be next time. I don't
know. Hold on.
Fuck you and fuck you.
I guess we're doing more like a jazz something or other rhythm-wise. You're playing the opposite beats.
Yeah, these are nice comments.
Yeah, those are very
boring.
Nice.
Say something. No,
so the podcast.
I don't want to do this, but say something mean about me. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are. You know what's funny?
Someone says Lewis is very funny.
Finally, someone said something nice about me. I haven't heard that in years.
They're talking about Luis J. Gomez's special.
I watched the first 6 minutes last night. I was like, geez, it was killer.
Yeah, right. Zach did a great job writing for him. I don't know.
No, the first 6 minutes, because I was watching that as I was getting ready to eat, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I just watched that.
I've never seen him do comedy.
I just watched it before I came over.
I've never seen him do stand-up. Like, I've only seen the podcast stuff. I was like shocked how good at it. Like, I'm not saying I know he does comp, but I've never seen it, so I didn't know what to expect. Yeah. And it was like, bam, bam. It was really good.
Yeah, it was funny.
Very impressive.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so we're all lying through our teeth.
No,
I'm just joking.
It's better than
I didn't see it.
Expect.
No, I didn't expect anything. I've just never seen him do comedy, so I had no idea what. And it was just
you weren't expecting to be good.
And that's why they called me the machine. Thank you, New York.
I had no expectation. Sure, that's my point.
I just haven't seen Lewis do a lot of stand up. Honestly,
he doesn't do a lot of city spots. I think
it was
he's here occasionally. He does that too.
The stand, and I've had a couple buddies who are like. like into my comedy, like not comics, but just people who are like, I speak to the few who like what I do, and they'll DM me. They're like, "Oh man, you got to see Lewis."
Okay,
like,
cool. Yeah. No, I'm glad, I want to look. I want it's a half hour, right? Yeah. I want to see it.
Yeah, Kurt Metzger's was amazing.
That was great. I love that.
Yeah. I love Kurt. Kurt's good great. I gotta check that out too.
Yes, yeah. That's the funniest bit I've heard.
Kurt's
in a long
so
time.
Fun. He work, who's he work with? Jimmy Dore or some shit? Yeah, he's clips.
We saw Jimmy Dore a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
he's my impression.
He's a funny little fuck. That guy, like. I feel like you can stomp him out.
No voice impression?
No, he's always like
pure act out? It's a full act out impression?
That's pretty good.
Like, nothing but
I
believe this?
A lot.
You believe this?
Paulcha.
He brings the heat, man.
I like Jimmy.
I used to listen to Jimmy Dore like back in the day. With
like
Talk
when he was
Glass.
On Young Turk?
No, really? Yeah, like in 2008. It was like one of the first
like when he was still
talk.
Like when he was like a leftist?
Yeah.
Todd Glass.
Well, it was him and Todd Glass. It was like a comedy. It was called Comedy and Everything Else. I listened like every episode.
Really?
And it was always him being like, and here's the thing about the Bush administration. Todd would be like, well, what about peanuts? It would be very funny mismatch.
I like his beef with Andy Kindler. They hate each other.
Oh man,
I hate Jordan
Kindler.
I hate Kindler.
Really? What do you say?
I hate Kindler too.
Literally,
me too.
First off, Andy Kindler's Twitter is like a mess.
It's insane.
It is like what? Just a deranged
Trump derangement syndrome.
Like even further, if possible, it's like he'll like tweet and then he'll reply to his own tweet as like a reply, and then he'll be like, "Yeah, I replied to my own tweet."
He's one of those guys.
He's like, fuck you.
He's one of those guys with 200,000 followers. Like he gets like two likes on his tweets.
Dude, he shits on fucking like he wrote the book
never
of
liked Kindler.
Stinks as a fucking comic, and he stinks out who he goes
he
after.
He just loved the. They loved him in the industry. He always used to give the
the JFL. I think he still does,
union.
But he doesn't. He didn't do last two because he's still. He just started leaving the house. Like
Yeah. Isn't it amazing the people that we fucking that we want their opinions and they're fucking pussies?
I don't want his opinion.
I mean, the industry does.
Well, some people do.
He was like the first guy to do like anti-comedy. So that's why people.
I wonder if this is who I think this is. You know what? I think this is.
You didn't accept it.
I did accept it. Shut up, JJ. Hello.
Hey, gents.
Hey.
Good show. I got a hypothetical here for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who's speaking?
Real quick hypothetical. This definitely didn't happen to me on Monday. So you're going out for a first date with a girl. You bring her back to your house.
Sick.
You're making out with her.
Sick.
And she fucking falls asleep right in the middle of it. Hypothetically, what would you fucking do?
What?
Did you take your dick out before that happened?
No, that dick has not yet been taken out.
You just, are you, whose house are you at?
Why'd she call the police?
Yeah, why? What's the deal there?
Your own house.
You're at your house? Was she like blackout
drunk? And she was hypothetically fully conscious and coherent all before
this. Hypothetically is not great.
And then she just
hypothetically, she's conscious.
I don't know.
Why do you think she called the cops?
You know what I would do? I would go into the kitchen and then make like an insane racket. Like, what time are we talking about here? What time is it when she falls asleep?
It's literally 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon.
This is his one call from prison.
That's what you say, hypothetical.
It's like, hey, buddy.
So this can't be held against.
I have no family or health insurance. I got to call the podcast.
I wonder why it said, do you accept these charges from county jail?
You're going to be accepting some charges. But
but is there
I'd wake her up.
So yeah. Everything was going well.
I mean, that's not a great sign.
Now, say you tried to wake her up and it didn't work, and then so you tried to let her sleep her off, hypothetically, and then you notice her fucking fall off the couch and not wake up, like 30 minutes later.
Is she like,
would
having,
that fucking
is she having
cause
like,
you to call the ambulance?
Yeah,
maybe an ambulance.
So you called the ambulance?
Or you can let her sleep it off, but it's risky.
Not kleptomania.
Narcolepsy.
Yeah, does she have narcolepsy?
Man, she's stealing.
Stealing, yeah. Does she have narcolepsy?
maybe,
so what happened?
That
so
was the original thought.
And then you realize...
Jesus Christ.
Or it might be that pill you put in her drink.
What happened?
I didn't... Dude, I honestly thought... I was like, so she took something fucking that took like an hour to kick in because I drove her over there, hypothetically.
Okay, so she kind of... Okay, so she was like... Diabetes. She was like... In her person,
yeah,
and then when she got back to your place, she kind of just nodded off.
At 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was super weird. We were like
hypothetically having a normal conversation for the whole time until that happened.
Hypothetically, you're right.
Yeah. She could have been drinking and she took one of her like fucking white chick pills and
Xanax. They love it.
Yeah.
And then the two
I love it.
Combined. Do you really?
I don't take it very much. I haven't taken Xanax in a long time.
So what happened? What happened? Tell us about
it. But it is nice.
Well, I did my regular household chores because I got fucking. I thought I'd let her sleep her off, hypothetically, got some laundry done, and then she eventually woke up. So,
okay,
so then she called the cops.
And what did she say?
She was fucking groggy, but I was like, so time to go home? Gonna drive you home now. Hypothetically, if that ever happened, that's what I would have said.
Right.
Yeah. But she called the cops, you said?
No.
No, she didn't call the cops.
I thought you said she called the cops.
They were never involved.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say that's
the machine.
That's a weird one. Anyway, did she give any explanation? Did she give any explanation for why she fell asleep?
It's definitely alcohol and opioids. Were you drinking on the date?
No, that was the worst. That was the worst part. In this scenario, she never said anything about why that happened, and it was fucking frustrating.
Did you ever ask her?
Never going to text her again.
No, that's just it. That's just the end.
Hypothetically. I tried a couple times.
Hypothetically, are you going to see her again?
Oh, no fucking chance.
Okay.
Zero chance.
Jesus.
All right. How hot was she?
All right.
Was it
worth it? All right,
we got to wrap this bad boy up. Guys, give your plugs, please.
What About Rob? New podcast. Danny was on it with Ryan.
Yeah, very fun time.
Yeah, and we just had Dalton on too. For anyone wondering what's up with Dalton, and if you're in Chicago, I'll be judging the roast battle at the Lincoln Lodge in 2 weeks.
Very fun stuff.
And Skankfest. I'll be at Skankfest too. So I say hi.
Hey, I just Menno_Scar is my Instagram.
Lewis underslash
What do you say? Scores? Underscore. Menno is
it, but I'm not from this country, so I'm like, do they call it an underscore?
I don't know.
Here?
That's the first time with my underscore, so okay. I'm not used to it. But,
Menno underscore Scar. Check him out. All socials.
Also, I'm running a new page called Broke Boy Weekend. Check that out.
Broke Boy Weekend.
All right. JJ Lieberman Live, September 22nd to 23rd. I'm in Austin. And then the following week, I'll also be at Skankfest. JJ Lieberman.
Ooh,
Live.
Nice.
Okay. I'll also be at Skankfest.
Nice. See everyone there.
Yeah, we're going to have a time. Shout out to our lovely producer, Johnny Glover, the Southern Lover. The South shall rise again.
Oh, I've been
Danny Polischuk. Thank you to The Stand for having us, the best comedy club. And we will be back next week with an all-new show, and there'll be some more crossing streams in the next couple of days. Thank you very much, everybody. Play us out. Play us out, Chad, and check out Chad's new song, Psycho. Good night.
Blow up, nigga, that just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin. These tracks from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking my feet in some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I speak phenomenally. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like Comic View, they comic me. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. And they tried to down me on some KO type shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. Now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit. Ah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. And they tried to down me on some KO type shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah.